help her make friends the way it did for Molly. And she might try to come up with a recipe for a new flavor of her own for next summer. But she's keeping the name Mead Creamery for sure. Losing the stand is still hard. Every time Amelia is inside it, like now, she tries to remember one more little thing about it. As exciting as it is to be embarking on this new adventure, the process of counting down these last days of summer still hurt. Saying goodbye to the stand, knowing that no matter how good a job she does with the new incarnation, it won't be the same. It can't. She heads outside, a bucket on her arm, and walks toward the truck. Grady and Kate are inside working on it, and she can hear them talking about her. Amelia pauses to listen. "It sucks that her parents haven't come around yet," Kate says. "Well, her dad did help her clear some space in their garage for the equipment. And her mom helped us transplant some of the honeysuckle bushes. So, I guess in their own way, they are." "Ugh, this stuff is beyond gross." Amelia peeks in and can see that Kate is on her knees in the truck, using a butter knife to scrape the grease off in waxy rolls. "Still, you've got to admit, this was one good idea I had." "Okay, Grady, okay." Amelia smiles, heartened that Kate and Grady have been getting along as well as she thought they might initially. Amelia climbs aboard. "Leave it for me, Kate." "No, no," Kate insists. "This is penance. Though I'll have you know, this is more disgusting than the worst the stand bathroom has ever been." Grady's phone rings, and he excuses himself to take the call. His realtor has been fielding a bunch of offers. He'll have no problem paying his way through Truman on his own. "So, are you coming to Truman for homecoming?" Kate asks Amelia.
"I'm not sure."
"But you and Grady are a thing, right?"
Amelia smiles.
She's fallen in love with Grady Mead, though she hasn't told him yet.
She will.
Or maybe he'll say it first. Kate rocks back on her knees. "So, this beast runs now?"
"Yep, she's all tuned up."
Grady insisted he would pay to get the truck running for her. "Have you taken it for a drive yet?"
"No."
"Well, come on, let's go." Amelia freezes.
"Right now? Will you drive?"
"Absolutely not."
"But I don't even like driving the Cadillac. And this thing is way bigger."
"You've got to get used to it eventually. There's no time like the present. Come on, I'm riding shotgun. I'm tired of driving you around."
Amelia slips behind the wheel, starts the engine.
"Are you kidding me?"
"What?"
"It's stick. I've never driven stick before."
"It's not hard. Just ease into it. Find the point where the gas pedal and the clutch catch."
The truck bucks, shakes, and stalls twice, but on her third try, Amelia manages to get it out on Route 68. And from there, it's basically a straight shot to wherever it is she wants to go.
This concludes the reading of Stay Sweet by Siobhan Vivian. Copyright 2018 by Siobhan Vivian. This book was read by Bailey Carr. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Folio Literary Management, LLC, and was produced in 2018 by Blackstone Publishing, which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Publishing. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.downpour.com. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.